The jury, after deliberating for just over a day, found Elaine Calieros, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic College and mastermind of Cuomo's upstate economic development programs, guilty of bid rigging when he helped steer lucrative contracts for projects, including Buffalo's $750 million Solar City factory, to favored developers. Three upstate developers, Louis Simonelli of Buffalo's LP Simonelli and two principals in the Syracuse-based Core Development Company, were also found guilty of participating in the schemes. Cuomo, who was not implicated in the case, issued a statement saying the jury has spoken and justice has been done. He says those who committed such an egregious act should be punished to the full extent of the law. The governor has said he didn't know that any of the bid rigging activities were going on. Cuomo's opponents in the race for governor pounced. Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon said that she does not know for sure whether the governor, known as a micromanager, ever knew about the activities of those who ran his economic development programs, saying Andrew Cuomo is either corrupt or he's spectacularly incompetent. And the Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, blamed Cuomo, saying he empowered, emboldened, and encouraged individuals to bend the rules, rig the system, and defraud taxpayers. It's the second of two federal corruption trials involving former Cuomo associates. Earlier this year, Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, was convicted of bribery. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.